We love you this morning. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, your blessings, and provisions to each of us. Oh, God of heaven, I ask of you this day, would you just come down into this house? Oh, Lord, your presence has been here since early this morning. Oh, God, I just pray that you would touch. Our faith has got to be in you. It cannot be in people. It cannot be in situations. Our faith has to be in God. Lord, I lift up my eyes from where my help cometh today. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Oh, God, help us to look up today. Lift up these feeble hands that hang down and give God glory, honor, and worship today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's worship with him.
Baby. never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working.
Trumpet sound.
When the trumpet sounds, I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Oh, just as
soon as the beast I dying, I'll lay down the heavy burden. Gonna put on the robe in glory and shout and tell the glad story. We shall wear a robe and crown. Watching, therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away.
I'm gonna wear a crown. trumpet sound.
When the trumpet sound.
When the trumpet sound.
When the trumpet sound. I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Just as
soon as my feet strike.
My feet strike.
I'm gonna lay down my
heavy burden.
I'm gonna put on my velvet.
Robe
and glory. Shout and tell my life story. Gonna sit down beside
my Jesus and tell him
I'm in.
Are coming in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Any day.
I feel the Lord here today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
said, I feel the Lord here today. There's a lot of things that I feel today. Amen. I feel like that God is trying to deal with some folks, some lives, some hearts. Amen. I'm telling you, you better get it all fixed.
Yeah.
You better get it all under the blood. Man, I feel like you're playing with things that you have no idea where it's going to take you. Irreparable harm is being done in situations. I'm telling you, we better take heed to what the Spirit of the Lord says. I'm telling you, Noah cried out to those people for, I guess, 100 years or more while he built that ark and had no effect. You can be so involved in what you're doing that when the Spirit of God moves, it has no effect on you. And the same no effect that it has on you in a service will be the same no effect that will take place when the trumpet sounds. You won't go. I'm telling you, you need to get it fixed. You need to get it checked up. You need to get it under the blood. Folks, this is not a time to be playing around. It's not a time to be playing church. It's not a time for nothing like that. This thing is as serious as it's ever been in my lifetime, in your lifetime. I don't know which direction the Lord's going just yet, but I'm telling you, I feel danger here. I feel it. I feel a heaviness of it. You can play so long, then the Lord just gets done. I can take you to places in this Bible where they got one shot and they blew it and they went out in eternity. The Lord's coming. The Lord's coming. I've heard it all my life. So have I. He's still coming. He's still coming. Well, I don't know if he's coming or not. You'll be left. He said, for those that are looking for him, shall he appear. Not the ones that ain't looking. Not the ones that's doing other things. To those that are looking for him. Searching. That's all my mother-in-law talks about. Dying. Talked about the Lord coming. I know the Lord's coming. I dream the Lord's coming. What is that? She's looking for him. We need to be looking for him because he may come today. There's an old song that says, without any warning, we'll be raptured away. Without any warning, the Lord's going to come. He said, oh, preacher, I've got plenty of time. You may have less time than anybody else here in this room. I feel a burden in this house today. This is not even the direction my message is going, but I feel it. I felt a wind blow through here when she went to singing that song. The Lord's coming and some are not ready. The Lord's coming and some are not ready. You say, well, I'll get ready one day. When? I listened to Brother Jeremy this morning. Listen to him talk about some. We wish we had pursued them more. I'm going to tell you something. Not in any way against what he said. But you can bleed for people and it won't move them. You can fast until you starve, but until that person wants God,
right?
They've got to want. You say, well, they're this, well, that. No, they don't want God. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Let me tell you what you do. We got to take charge over the evil. Hey, fathers, amen. Mothers, if that got to stay up all night in prayer before God. We've got to get the evil out. We've got to drive it out of our houses. We've got to get it out. I'm telling you, the Lord's coming. This is as desperate of an hour as one's ever been. We're overloaded. We're overwhelmed with things going on. Even now, they've just texted me. Brother Pooler's been taken to ICU in critical condition, desperate for a miracle. I want everybody that will to find you a place to pray. And while they pray, Joey, that old song, I don't know if you can remember all of it or not. Somewhere somebody is praying tonight. There's power in prayer. I'm telling you, we need God to move for this man tonight. But for souls in this house, we need God to move. Will you find you a place to pray? They're going to sing a little bit. But I want you to pray at least as long as they sing this song for God to intervene for Brother Pooler. Now, we've done all we know to do. It's in the hands of God. I don't know what critical condition I see you may mean for him, but I know that God is greater than this need. And I know that God is able to touch our dear brother tonight. Today, would you join us even now? Y'all sing.
Steps into the room.
Oh, there's power in prayer. The power to spare all that you'll ever need is waiting right there. A few words, a little child. And it's goodbye despair. Oh, there's power. There's so much power. There's power in prayer. Yes, a bed holds a body and its peril with pain. The doctor have all tried, yet hope is in vain. Oh, but wait, there's someone praying in the midst of all the gloom. And all at once, the great physician steps into that room. Oh, there's power. Power to spare all that you'll ever need.
little child's faith, and it's goodbye despair. Oh, there's power, there's so much power.
Behalf, that God will give the victory in this situation. Amen. That I know that they so desperately need. I know Sister Renee, Jelena, amen, Caleb, all of them, they desperately need the Lord to touch them this very day. Amen. And I'm going to trust the Lord to do it. I'm going to believe God to do it. And amen. I'm just going to trust that God is able. God is able. And I know that God is able. And I'm going to pray for them just like I know they would pray for me if I was in trouble. Amen. And I needed the Lord. Our ushers are going to come get ready to serve you this morning. Amen. I just want us to give and continue to give. Thank you for all of your giving. Amen. If everybody would do what most of you do, amen, there would never be a need ever. Amen. Some of you are just absolutely mind-blowingly faithful with how generous and kind that you are. Amen. I don't even have to, even if you're not here, make sure your offerings are here. I'm telling you that is just an amazingness. Amen. And obviously you've encountered God's blessings enough in your life to know how good God is. When he says honor him and that your barns will be filled with plenty, I promise you he means what he says. I promise you. Father, we love you this morning. We pray your blessings on the tithe and the offering. God, would you bless each and every one that is so faithful in their giving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
There's only one hope. found when you're down on your knees. Oh, when I knelt, the blood fell and sin it lost the battle. Jesus went to the throne. He presented his sacrifice to our God alone. He said, Father, it is finished.
Matthew chapter 24. Let's start around verse 33 this morning. If you want to stand, stand. If you don't, that's fine. I'm going to read a little bit of this today. I'm telling you, the Lord's coming. Brother Wilson, you're aiming for one. Oh, no. No, no, no. No. No, it's more than one, I promise you. I come in here today with a great desire to preach on a message God's just been churning in my spirit on as anything too hard for the Lord. And I'm telling you, God has just spoke to me up here on this platform this morning. Amen. Verse 33, so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know. You ever heard the phrase, you got to have your head in the game? What does that mean? You got to pay attention. Now, I can tell you right now, you don't want me on your team playing a ball game. You don't. Because I'm mad to be there, and I'll be looking everywhere. I mean, I'll be looking for everything in the world because I'm just bored to death to be there. But a person that has a made-up mind to win that game, their head is in that game. They know. He said, when you see all of these things, and up above he goes on to describe all the things that wars, rumors, all these different things. There it is, even near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not, did not realize, were unaware, were dumb to, did not comprehend, till the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. You may be seated this morning. I'm telling you, I'm telling somebody, more than one, but I'm telling somebody here today, the door's closing. The door is closing. You can feign ignorance. You can look at your life. Well, I'm doing just as good as this one, that one. Y'all. I'm telling you, the Bible says if we measure ourselves by ourselves, we are not wise. Amen. You better not measure your life by me. You better not measure your life by anybody else. You better measure your life by this old book. Amen. You better measure your life by everything written on the pages. I'm telling you that we're so busy this day and hour doing everything we want to do. The coming of the Lord is the last thing on our mind. We're not thinking about God. Our minds are not on God. You know, two of the main qualifications to be a member in the church of God are two of the most divisive issues of the day and hour in which we live. I mean, the two main ones. You know what one of them is? One of them is I will faithfully support the church in attendance is what it means. I'm going to be there. I'm telling you what, if I'm not there, you'll know something's wrong with me. You'll know. You better get on that phone and call because something, I've either gotten in a wreck or I'm dying in the house or I'm already dead. But you better know, amen, that if I'm not there, amen, that's how I was raised. That's how the old timers believed when I was coming up. And number two is the tithe. Divisive. You don't believe it? Put something up about it. Just say, I ain't never seen a day where people don't go to church and don't pay their tithes. And I'm telling you, they'll come out at you. It's like vipers. They'll come out. They will seek your destruction. It's like these Democrats today. Anybody stands up for righteousness, they dox them, put all their information online, gather in front of people's houses and try to burn their house down. It's that same spirit. Amen. You get up and preach the truth of God's word. Amen. And folks aren't interested in hearing it. Amen. They think they've got something worked out with the Lord. They think that God understands. Honey, he does. He knows your heart ain't in it. Your head ain't in the game. You don't care one way or the other. And then you're all about you. You're all about you. And you're not about him. Have you ever noticed that those that give the least demand the most? I know people get upset at me when I say stuff, but I've grown up in this my whole life. But it's like bringing a can of cranberry sauce, unopened and unsliced, to a church dinner and taking home 10 to-go plates. Give the least, but expect the most. That's the simplest analogy that I know how to give to you. And I don't think anybody here has ever done that, so you can't get offended, but that's my idea of it. Those that give the least, those that absolutely put the bare minimum, if even that, expect to have the best of everything God's got. You say, somebody said, well, why don't you pray for God to bless those that don't have to give? Because there ain't a human being in this church or outside this church that don't have something to give. Everybody can get that. It's a cop-out that has been in the church all of my life. I've seen poor widows that had nothing, but yet they were faithful. I can tell it because they're gone now. My granny and Papa O'Neill lived on $550 a month from Social Security. And they paid $55 a month in tithes and put $5 in the Sunday morning offering. Well, what did they do with the rest? They did without. But you know where they are today? Up there in the glory world with God shouting through the ceaseless ages of time. Hello, you say, well, I wouldn't have done that. You'll never be blessed like they were. Amen. You'll never be. They had a vehicle. They had a home to live in. Their light bill was paid. They were blessed. They considered that enough. Grandchildren in the ministry, they were considered blessed. And they did all right. They were at church every service. Pop would stand at the door and hand out the Sunday school books to people as they were coming in the little leaflets we had. We used to have leaflets when we were growing up in the Church of God, and they'd hand the leaflets out to people that didn't come enough to get a quarterly, amen, because they just, you know, in and out, up and down, halfway there, halfway not. They'd hand out leaflets at the door for people to read, amen, and he'd stand there and he'd hand them out faithfully. Didn't have much, but what he had, he gave everything he had to God. Why? His head got in the game. I remember when he got saved. He wasn't saved as a young man when I was growing up, amen, but later in life, by the sheer mercy of God, he gave his heart to the Lord. And when he got saved, he beat the preacher to the church. He got there first to hand out them papers and to welcome folk to church. I'm telling you, God blessed him because he had his head in the game. He knew the Lord was coming. He knew. Papa died a very, very painful death. Amen. He suffered greatly. Amen. But he left this world to one where he'll never suffer again. He didn't sit there and argue with Granny. I ain't giving that church nothing. He didn't argue with her. He didn't mean say, well, honey, if that's what we're supposed to do, then let's do it. Amen. That's what happened when you get saved. That's what happened when you get born again. You don't argue with God. You don't argue with the Bible. You just say whatever God wants. Whatever God wants, that's what I'm going to give. God could tell me he wanted 20%. I'd give it to him. Hey, I'll do without. I'm going to obey God rather than man. You say, well, you might have to. Well, I might. Amen, but that's all right. It all belongs to God anyway. I'm not going to live above my means where I can't give to God. Man, I refinanced my house to have a cheaper payment. Amen. I can do more now. Praise the living God. All that money I'm going to save ain't got to go in my pocket. I can do for the Lord now. Hallelujah. Got air conditioner broke? Yeah, I wrote me a check out. Woo! Glory. I'm going to do my part, God. Amen. These are divisive issues, but they're only divisive to the unregenerated heart. They're only divisive to the carnal heart. The carnal heart of entitlement that thinks it belongs to me. It's mine. I've got to get more and more. I got to be careful with some of my stories I might tell today because man, I tell you what, I know some of them might be watching. Amen. But he said here, you've got to know that it's even at the door. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like I can hear the creaking of that door starting to close. Your window of opportunity. Your time that you have to get your head in the game. Let's relate it to school for a minute. Take the church thing out of it. You can play the dummy from kindergarten all the way up to the 11th grade year. And then all of a sudden, you're going to start at the senior year. Oh, I'm going to get my head in the game now. It ain't going to work. You'll never catch that back up. You done squandered too much. Go on down there to Winn-Dixie and get you a job because that's going to be the end of it. You have squandered it. Your head was not in the game. Ask Zachary. He can tell you. Ask Bailey. Ask him about these exams. Ask him, can you just squander your time away? And then all of a sudden, here at the last, oh, I'm going to do better now. Whoo, boy, I'm going to do better now. I'm going to get in this thing, and I'm going to get this thing won. You can't just squander your life away, and all of a sudden, your senior year, I'm going to try out for the quarterback football team. It don't work like that. That was years of preparation for those that are ahead of you that have already gotten there. You were back there wasting your time. You were back there wasting your... You didn't have your head in the game. You didn't know the door was closing. You didn't know it. Your head... Shunda Bahata.
You didn't realize that you've been a squandering the time. That some here, you have wasted your time. You have squandered time away. There'll be no recovering of some of it. It's not too late for you, but you have wasted so much. And I feel like that irreparable damage has been done to your family as a result of you squandering time. It's like the mom and daddy that's halfway in and halfway out. And then grows, their kids grow up, and the parents, I don't know what happened. You happened to them. My God, I know nobody don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. You did it. Your inconsistency, your lack of dedication. Your life was about you and what you wanted. It was never about them kids and bringing them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Did you know that when we dedicate babies that we make the parents make a vow? I promise, I give my word that I will train my children up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. We'll get to do that after a while, won't we? And then all of a sudden, parents nowhere to be found. Text them, call them, send them messages. Yeah, I know, preacher. We just something come up. And you watch. 5 years is gonna go by and something's gonna keep coming up. 10 years come up, 16 years old. Johnny's out there on a drug overdose. I don't know what happened. You happened. It's you. You didn't honor your word. Now all of a sudden you want God to fix the mess you made. You didn't honor your word. Irreparable damage has been done. And it's on you, mama. It's on you, daddy. You didn't do your part. You could have done better. You could have improved. I don't know why my daughter won't come to church. Because the mama won't come. I don't know why my son won't pray in the altar. Because the daddy won't pray. Do you realize if your head's not in the game, damage is going to be done. Irreparable damage. Irrevocable damage. Damage that can never be healed will take place. Oh God, preacher, but what about if they get saved? Then you're going to have to answer for some things. Mama, I wish y'all had done better about coming to church. All this stuff that I've had to go through, I don't even know half the Bible. It's because y'all didn't bring me up in it. And then it's the preacher's job. Oh God, pastor. Oh God, please pray. Oh God, they're so far out there. Oh God, preacher, pray. Oh preacher, oh it's so bad. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I know it was bad years ago when we begged you and the Holy Ghost pleaded with you and we did everything we knew to do to try to get you to get your hide in the altar and pray through and get some victory. My God, can you hear the door closing? The door's closing. The door's closing. Why are you waiting? The door is closing. Noah got up, he preached. He preached, he preached, he preached, he preached, and he worked. He preached, and he worked, and he preached, and he worked. And he worked some more, and preached some more. And preached, and worked, and preached, and worked. The Bible says, but they were eating, drinking. That means they were partying, reveling. That's what it means. Marrying and giving in marriage. It was just a grand, grand time of fun. It's just a grand time of fun. That's all it was. I wonder what they thought when they saw Noah put the hinges on that door. Hey, look, I'm just kind of playing a wonder game. But if Noah couldn't shut the door, I wonder who picked the door up off the ground and put it on there and locked the hinges down. I wonder if one night that door was just on the ground and the next morning, I know the Bible don't say, but hey, Noah couldn't shut it. It took God to shut it and seal it. Somebody picked it up. and put it up yonder. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Maybe God done it. God was all around there trying to deal with people. God was all around there. Don't you tell me God wasn't dealing with them. If there is one thing every man, woman, boy, and girl in this house knows, you know when God's a dealing with you. He kamashata, that you ain't a doing right and that you could be doing better. The other night we was Christmas night looking, and Tammy took us by the house where Nana grew up, Aunt Betty grew up, Aunt Willa Mae, all of them sisters that walked to Mount Door Church of God. They wasn't far from it. What, 100 feet, 200 feet? I mean, couldn't have been that far. It's literally down the road. And Nana said, at 6 years old, God began to deal with me to go to that church. Now I'm telling you, if God can communicate to a six-year-old, he can communicate to a 42-year-old. Well, no, you're probably few over 42. I was trying to be nice. If I'd have said 52, his eyes would have got big, you know, because I'd have got it wrong probably. Six, Aiden. God dealt with her. And you got folks that sit in church. Oh, God ain't dealing with me. Why you got that attitude then? Why have you got that attitude on that face? You know what that attitude tells me? I'm under convicted and I'm mad and I don't want to even be here right now. I can't wait to get out of here where I can get me some old country honky-tonk on. I know ain't nobody here listening to that. Where did that come from? I know ain't nobody in this house listening to that kind of garbage. I know ain't nobody in this house claiming to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. Listen to no country honky-tonk rock music. No, ma'am, no, sir. God's people don't listen to that kind of stuff. No, ma'am, no, sir. No, ma'am, no, sir. No, ma'am, no, sir. Hadamahataya. No, ma'am, no, sir. You better get the devil out of that. Hadamahataya. You better get the devil out of that car. God's people don't listen to that filth. That's most of your problem right there, that junk. He said here, in the days of Noah, they did not realize. You know why, Brother Brad? They were drunk on the world.
Luke 21.
And take heed to yourselves. That means beware. Look out. Be aware of your surroundings. Keep my finger there a minute. How many of you go out shopping? You ladies go out shopping by yourself in the middle of the night. And park as far away as you can from Walmart and then just walk your way on up there like ain't no care in the world. None of you here does that. I'd beat one of my girls if they ever done that. You get just as close to that door, and you don't go out at night unless you just have to. You know the devil's out at night. If you don't believe it, just look what walks in there at night. You know the devil's out. Just look. I just sit there and watch what goes in and out. You won't even want to go in there. You'd be scared to buy anything from in there. You won't touch a buggy basket shop. You won't touch nothing. Just watch what goes in there. You'll order from home, have it brought to the house. Go to Target. Go somewhere a little cleaner. Publix, that's probably the best place to go. They at least have a policy about clothing and stuff in there to a degree. But you don't go that because you know there's danger. You realize that if I park my car slap out on the other side of that parking lot and I go to walking out there, somebody could run up on me real quick and grab me or my pocketbook or my kid, especially these children these days. You don't park where you can't get to your car in a hurry. There's a young lady that we know. A man followed her all around the store and was waiting for her at the front door for her to go out. He was going to get her. And she's how old? She's married, 18, not 20 years old. But she was small-framed enough that he could have grabbed her. Amy liked to got grabbed one time over at the Coles in Sanford. A man was going towards her, and the Holy Ghost come on Tammy and told her to get back there quick. And it was just the miraculous intervention of God. That man jumped in his car and sped out of there. Why? He was going to get her. But God was looking out. You know why? Because Joey and Diane dedicated their children to the Lord, and they've been faithful to God ever since that day. Nobody's ever had to beg Joey to come to church. Nobody's ever had to question Diane. I have tried to get them to go see Jeff on Sundays, but she's, I got to be in my church on Sunday. I got to be faithful to my class. I got to be faithful to my church. It's unheard of in this day and hour. If you miss more school than you attend, what do they do to you? Sister Debbie, what do? They fail you, right? And then you got to go back and do that grade over again, right? And you keep doing fourth grade even if you become 22 years old. You'd be the biggest fourth grader in the class. You know what happens if you miss more church than you attend? You don't get to go to heaven. You miss heaven. You say, you can't prove that. I promise you, I can prove it. Hebrews 10 and 25 says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, comma. And so much the more. Y'all know what much more means? More often, more regular, more times, as you see the day approaching. You know why people lay out of church? They don't realize that the door is shunned up a hot tire. They don't realize that the door is closing. Man, I feel some other things here today, but I can't say them. But I feel some other stuff. I feel some things here. Shayala mahata mahokaya. Hula madadada mahataya. If you don't stop doing what you're doing, you're going to be in bondage. You're going to be in prison. He says, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that day come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always. Pray always. Pray always. You can't be praying and listening to honky-tonk music. You can't have no spirit of prayer and listen to rock music. You can't have no spirit of prayer and be out with alcohol and drugs and tobacco and hugging in situations that you say, well, that's just my friends. They come over to my house. And you won't do stuff like that if you're praying. Oh, you won't have people like that in your house because there's spirits behind that stuff. And if you let that spirit get in your house, it will create a stronghold. You know why we don't watch ugly movies in our houses? Because we don't want that spirit to get in our house. That's why we don't watch movies with old filthy cursing in it and other stuff that won't be named. We don't bring that into our house because we know that's a spirit. And the reason people watch things like that is they're drawn to that spirit. You know why we don't watch Ellen? Because we don't want that spirit in our house. She ain't cute. She ain't funny. She's a devil. I wouldn't laugh at nothing she said. Oh, well, the devil made it fun. Now she's got a game show. Won't watch that either. Wow, I don't want that spirit in my house. There ain't no open invitation for homo spirit to come into my house. No, ma'am, no, sir. It ain't welcome in my house. We don't participate in stuff like that in my house. Oh, there ain't no harm in it. All right, wait till it comes to your family. Then you'll change your beliefs. Well, I don't know that they really go to hell. I've heard people say it. I've heard people say it. You know why it's more popular now? Because when it affects people's families, they're not so quick to say something about it. They get the jellyback spirit. Well, you know, I always kind of knew that my son or daughter kind of, you know, I always knew something was wrong. Then you are a failure as a parent. Because you could have been in that altar weeping and wailing and sobbing before God. You mean to tell me that one of you in this building, if you knew your child was susceptible to any spirit, would just sit back unconcerned, unaware, not even make an attempt to try to get them prayed through or delivered, but just sit there and accept it? I wouldn't. I don't know how many times we've busted into bedrooms. What's going on? We feel something. Maybe it was sadness, depression, I don't know, going through things. I'm not going to tell it. Some of them's went through some things lately, recently. Some hard things have been hard for them to overcome, hard to deal with. You bust up in that bedroom. Let's have a talk, us and the Lord. You say, well, that's because you're the pastor. No, it's because we pray. If you don't know when something's wrong with one of your kids, you need to ask God to give you some discernment. You ought to know. Your detector ought to go off instantly. I'm telling you, I know I'm covering a broad spectrum today. But I'm telling you today, if we're not careful, we're going to be so caught up with this sickness junk that's going on and the election stuff that our houses are going to go to hell while we sit there enraptured in stuff that ain't really that important in the scope of eternity while neglecting the things that are the most important unto the eternal. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape. That's what the Bible says. All these things that shall come to pass. If you want to go when he comes and calls, you better be praying always that you're accounted worthy. Brothers and sisters, can I level with you today? If you don't have a burden for your children, you need to check up. If there's not a weeping and a groaning in you over the condition of their soul and a burden for them to make heaven their home, you need to check up. I walked around here this morning and I said, God, I don't want to miss heaven. Do you know that to this day, the devil fights me that there's things I've done as a child and a teenager that I've never gotten forgiveness over and that I'm not going to make heaven. I'm going to miss it. Now, if he fights me like that, I know he fights other people. I mean, if he comes at me with that type of stuff, I'm telling you, the devil fought me the night before we had to go out there to that thing, SeaWorld. I'm telling you that, Deb, I woke straight up out of an awful dream. And all I can tell you is my fingers were going through a grate as it was filling with water. And I was drowning. The very way that I prayed I would never end up going out of here was that, I mean, it was so real. I woke up gasping for air. But it was the devil. And I said, I plead the blood of Jesus against you, you devil. Get out of here. If he'll come at me in the night, he'll come at you and your family too. I could go to God right now and say, God, what are these things that I've done when I was young that I've been accused of? And you know what he would say? I have no idea what that devil's talking about. Do you know the devil is called the accuser of the brethren? I know he remembers, and my mind remembers. But God don't. I can't explain that to you. I can't explain it. I'm sorry. I don't know how that works. I don't know how God can forget something I remember. That's what the Bible says. He would cast it as far as the east is from the west to be remembered no more. The door is closing. Young ladies, young men, the door's closing. Mamas and daddies, the door's closing. Grandparents, the door's closing. Brother Wilson, I've heard that my whole life. You're the very one going to get left for even talking like that. You're going to get left. You're not looking for him. The Bible says that you have got to look for him with an expectation of faith that he's going to come. That doesn't say it just like that, but that's what the meaning of it is. You're expecting his arrival. Your lamp. Your lamp, Brother Richmond. You know what all of our lamps need today? They need another 2 tablespoons of oil put in them. You know what's going to happen? If you don't put oil in that vessel, that wick's going to burn up quicker than it should have. And then you're going to be just out. And the Lord's going to come. And you're going to miss it. This, Jesus put this in here because this is what's going to happen to families. But then shall two be in the field, one taken, the other left. It's going to be husbands and wives. This is going to be fathers and sons, mothers and daughters. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken, the other left. A daughter's going to be over there helping her mama fix supper one day. One's going to be taken. One's going to be left. Father and son's going to be out working in the garage. One's going to be taken. One's going to be left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house, the man of the house, it ain't the woman of the house, it's the man of the house. When it becomes the woman of the house, that house is going to descend into chaos. It's the man of the house. Had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered or allowed his house to be broken up. Not broken into, broken up. The rapture. Oh, Lord. It's going to break up homes because some were ready and some were not. There's going to be so many disappointed people. Noah, let me in. I believe Noah let me in. But Noah didn't shut it. God's been dealing with you about the things you're doing. God's been dealing with you about the things you've been playing with, allowing into your life, participating in, watching, reading, listening to. Everything that I could cover under that umbrella. God's been dealing with you as he dealt with a 6-year-old Joanne Key. And God's been drawing you to an altar of prayer where you can make it all right and get it fixed. But as long as you continue to be drunk on the world and drunk on the cares of the world, brothers and sisters, we may not have the best over here. We may have to drive old used cars and live in houses that need some work done on them. But we're not building a kingdom here. We're transitioning from here to yonder. We're just like those folks in the old days with those wagons just passing through. We may not have the best. We may not have the prettiest. We might not have stuff in our home that's valued at millions of dollars. But I can tell you something we all got in our houses that's completely priceless, and it's this Word of God.
Sister Geneva used to sing a song, "This old book, it's my guide, it's a friend by my side, as it lightens and brightens the way. And in its promises I find, they soothe and gladden my mind while I'm walking in this way. God's dealing with you again yet this day. And I tell you, the door's closing. The door, I can hear that door closing little by little. The last of them are scurrying up the ramp to get inside. And a great big hand is going." I'll read one more scripture and then we'll see what the Holy Ghost does. Revelation chapter number 4. John. "After I looked, behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as if it were a trumpet talking with me and said, 'Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must come.' And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne in heaven." John, I believe, was writing about the rapture of the church even there. He was here one minute and in the throne room the next after he heard the sound of a trumpet. The Lord's coming. The door's closing. Why aren't you already praying? God's been drawing you. God's been dealing with you. God has done it lovingly. God has done it more forcefully. God has done it severely. God has done it as gently as it could be done. But all the while, you have refused him. But yet again this day, he calleth unto you. He calleth unto you. Oh, the people that I know that are in hell that wish they could trade places with you, they would have done run to this altar begging and screaming and squalling and crying for God to have mercy. Oh, the people I know, I could call names out of people that I know would give everything they ever owned in this life if they could just have one more opportunity. One more opportunity to say, "Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Oh, God, forgive me. Lord, save me. Oh, God, I don't want to go to hell. Oh, God, I want to live for you. Oh, God, I want to make heaven my home. I want to make heaven. I want to be ready for the rapture, or if the Lord should come before that, I want to be ready. I don't want to miss heaven. Oh, God, I don't want to miss heaven. Oh, God, it don't matter what I got to do. It don't matter what I got to change. It don't matter what I got to give up. It don't matter if I got to sell this or sell that. God, there's nothing here that has my allegiance. Everything, oh, God, that I have belongeth unto you. God, I'm going to be dedicated. I'm going to be committed. I'm going to be consecrated. I'm going to be sold out before God at the altar. They're not going to have to wonder where I'm at. I'm going to be in the house of God. They're not going to have to send out search and rescue to find out where I am on a weekly basis. I'm going to be there at that altar praying, weeping over my family, crying over my family, praying over my family. Oh, my God, I'm going to be so committed to God, so dedicated to God, so sold out to God that ain't a soul in this life going to have to wonder who I belong to. And yet there's only one here.
Yeah, 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 y
Somebody something, I say it lovingly. God's not going to do this your way. You're going to do it God's way or it'll never happen. God is not going to do this your way. You're going to have to humble down and come to the Lord. I don't know who's praying and who's not, but I'm telling somebody here today, God is not going to do this your way. God's not going to change to accommodate your life. Your life is going to accommodate to God's, or you're going to miss it. And not only you, but your family's going to miss it. Your loved ones are going to miss it. It's a heavy burden. I don't want to be under a load like that. When you became a parent, you took that load on. You took that load on. It's that family first and you last. This silly mess with these mothers running around. Now I need me time. They need altar time is what they need. Selfish things. Your me time was before you had children to look after and care for and nurture in the Lord. I'm telling somebody, you'll never win the argument with God. God will not do it. God is not going to do it your way. You're going to have to humble yourself before the mighty hand of God and allow God to have His way in your life. You're going to have to change. God's not going to change. He is the same yesterday, today, forever. He is the Lord. He changes not. You're going to change. Sing, honey. Oh, God, help us today. Oh, God.
Let the door of God's mercy close on you.
Don't let that door close, because it's closing.
Don't let the door.
Don't let that door close.
Of God's mercy.
Don't let that door close.
Never too wounded, never too far gone. Here you find Jesus, find your home. You're never too broken to belong. No, you're never too broken to belong. You're never too wounded, you're never too far gone. Here you find Jesus, find your home. You're never too broken to belong.
That gate. Stand with us this morning. We love and appreciate all of you a great deal. We'll have to have a funny talk with the Lord about praying all week to get a message and then he changed it. 2 weeks in a row now. Won't you just drop it on me when I get up in Sunday morning? But hey, that's all right. They'll keep to another time. There's a book full of them right here, and there's more in back there. But I'm telling you, I want to make heaven. Brother Richmond, there was an individual that wronged me severely a couple of years back. And I prayed for them this morning. There wasn't nobody here that I know of. I called their name out, and I said, God, they don't have to come back to me and apologize. They don't have to come back to me, stand up, and I ain't got to do all that stuff. God, forgive them. Stephen asked God not to lay it to their charge. Right. That's how bad I want to go to heaven. I don't need an apology. I know people don't do that. They just don't do it. If you wait on that, you'll drive to dry bones if you're waiting on that, because people don't do it. It's not like it used to be when we was growing up. It don't happen. But I said, God, I don't want them to go to heaven. I don't want their spouse to go to heaven. I don't want their children to go. I mean, I don't want them to go to hell. I don't want them to go to hell. That would be a terrible prayer.
Bless you, God.
Help me.
At least you made it right.
At least I fixed it. I don't want them to go to hell. I don't want anybody. I don't know if they could be anybody dirtier than Bill and Hillary Clinton, but I don't want them to go to hell. I want them to find the Lord and find salvation. I know they've had a lot of people killed. They've done a lot wrong, but I want them to make it right before they leave this world. I don't want nobody to go there, because I'm telling you, that's going to be trillions and trillions and quadrillions of years of torment over, what, 60, 70, 80 years worth of garbage. It's just not worth it. Let's come back tonight. Let's worship the Lord. Ask God to have his way. Father, we love you tonight. This morning we pray for each and every family, each and every home and heart. God, we're in perilous times, dangerous times. God, we're in times we don't know the future. But God, the home has been so eroded. The prayer lives of the homes have been eroded. The dedication, the commitment, the consecration that people had even when I was growing up as a child. Lord, you just don't see that very often anymore. Oh God, but I pray that our church would be a city on a hill. That we would show people how to remember the old ways and how we used to serve the Lord and be dedicated to him. God, touch the men of this church. Help them to be the men that God has called them to be. Help the ladies to be who God's called them to be, and not after the spirit of this world and the feminist spirit that we have today. Oh God, help the children to show reverence to their parents and to not be disobedient. God, help us to know God's order for the home, the church, and our lives. Bring us back tonight ready to worship the Lord again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you and love every one of you.